Pints and Vibes Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. Tights and Vibes Podcast. Tights and Vibes.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm Big Talka Pump, Hal Lublin, and I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, Dan Pede Wrestling, Danielle Radford.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Tights and Rights, Lindsay Kelk.
It's funny because it's true.
Whoa, hey guys, it's Hal and Lindsay from the future. We are so close to the finale of the Max Fun Drive. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. We're proud to say we have reached two of our stretch goals already. We will be going to all of you for fun wrestling topics in another These Are Our Main Events episode.
Plus, we're bringing Cookie Sean onto the mic to reenact a crazy moment from Shawn Michaels' career. Yes, Cookie looks back. And that happened thanks to your creating, boosting, and upgrading memberships during Max Fun Drive. You did that.
What a guy. What? I can't believe that Cookie Sean is going to donate his
time. He's so busy. He doesn't like do this. Anything for free. We might have to give him a cookie, but we'll just take that out of our budget, which we can increase thanks to Max Fun Drive.
We're going to tell you more about our last stretch goals, but while you're thinking about that, go to MaximumFun.org. Now, I'm saying it in a very clear, concise British way, so I'm quite encouraging, but I would really rather you did it immediately. Thank you. Go to MaximumFun.org/join right now to become a Max Fun member. And remember, if you do it during the drive, you earn all the gifts. That is the beauty of the drive. We get your support. You get the gifts.
And hey, you might be hearing this on Saturday thinking you missed the drive, but don't panic. Calm down. Calm down, okay? All right, cool. We're cool. You can still be part of the weekend amnesty, where if you sign up by Sunday, you'll still count towards our total. So you still have today and tomorrow to join or to boost or upgrade your existing membership. Remember, go to MaximumFun.org/join. Be sure to check the box for Tights and Fights so we benefit directly from your membership. And really, there's truly no time like now to support the art that you love. That is what Max Fun Drive is all about.
That's MaximumFun.org/join. Now, let's get you back to the show.
Also, as part of the drive, we decided to have some fun because this is all work. We've decided to put the news on the back burner and are instead going to have our first ever Tights and Dice tabletop RPG adventure. And our guide on this journey is none other than the producer and seducer, the Fresh Prince of On Air, once and again with the pen, Julian Burrell.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, what a great intro that I wrote for myself.
No one was going to mention it, but you did.
But so I did.
Now you've opened that door. You put it on the table. I've seen enough Three SVU Burrell. To know that once you've opened that door, sir, I can walk through it. So.
Not the forbidden door. This door is open to everybody. We are going to be playing a game called Worldwide Wrestling RPG by a Mr. Nathan D. Pauletta.
Nice.
I went ahead and got it because I figured why not support the guy and for creating a great game. But the nice thing about this game is if you guys ever want to play it with your friends, he made pretty much all of the necessary documents available to download online as PDFs for free. So you can just print them out at home and do like the really basic stuff and kind of figure out the rules as you go along with the things that he listed. But I would also say go on ahead and support him. It's like if he created this for everybody, this is a great thing to be a part of and a great thing to do with all of your friends.
But also he's not paying us.
Exactly.
Just want to be clear about that.
No
but
pause.
Also, I'm to check off very this. Few people are paying him.
Hashtag
so.
Not
no, no, I'm not. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I'm just saying, like, if somebody's like, oh, sure.
Oh yeah, this is an ad supportive.
Nathan, like, just did it because we're funny. In fact, he was so funny and such a local operation that when I bought the book, there was on my little receipt, he wrote, "Thank you so much. Enjoy playing," on like in a handwritten detail on the side, which was very nice. So I have a feeling feeling he's doing this out of a lot of love.
It's an artisanal RPG. Yeah. This is so exciting.
Yeah, he hand wrote the book that I just held up himself.
Amazing.
I mean, they are all artisanal.
Of course, what's a wrestling RPG without a roster of wrestlers? We have to go around and have everybody tell us who their wrestlers are and who's going to be filling out this little roster of characters. Who would like to go first?
I chose the Golden Boy.
The Golden Boy.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Golden Boy. All right, so I'll just read a little description about what people can expect for these archetypes. You're the next big thing, whether the audience and the other wrestlers admit it or not. Someone backstage is putting all of their weight behind you. You just have to hold up your end in the ring. This sounds like an Austin Theory type.
Or maybe I married someone very important to the company. That could also be true.
What's your name, Danielle? What's your name and where are you hailing from?
I am hailing from Seattle, Washington. And my name is, not Golden Glamazon. That's actually a person who we really enjoy. Pony Girl.
Pony Girl. Tell me about Pony Girl. What does Pony Girl look like?
Oh, gosh. I guess I'm wearing a full-on onesie. I'm wearing a onesie.
Like a gymnast or with pants, long johns included in this onesie?
Long johns included. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some straps. Obviously, cutouts where it's like a little tiny cutout for like where my cute little belly is. Some cutouts on the shoulders. And my hair. You've never seen so much weave or wig. You've never seen it. You've never seen so much. My wig is lavender. I have a lavender wig. I'm dark skinned. If you look in the guidebook, the pose for the Golden Boy is like very like one finger up. Just go ahead and make that into middle finger up.
I like it. And also we should say, despite you might hear some of some gendered terms with this Golden Boy, this wrestling organization we have created is going to be a gender neutral descriptions. We are
Worldwide Wrestling is for everybody. Is that our tagline?
It is for everyone.
I understand that tagline is available. I think that tagline is available.
What's that like?
Yeah. Do they ever need to justify Chun-Li fighting Zangief? No. Okay, so that makes Pony Girl. There's our first entrant into this. Al Lublin. I'm sure.
I have the technician.
Yeah, you do.
So this is what it says for the technician. Whether you are an amateur sensation or an indie workhorse, you have all the skills. Your wrestling ability stands out, but you're continually fighting the assumption that you only have one dimension to you. So we've got the, where are you hailing from, Hal Lovelin? As if I need to ask.
From Rhinebeck, New York.
Oh, okay. He didn't pick Philadelphia. The amount of restraint that was on display just now.
It's a whole character here. I'm not going to make it me, but a wrestler. Mm. What's the fun?
Oh, I 100% did that.
We all know I would win every match, have every championship. Everyone would love me wherever I go, top merch sales. Mm. I wanted a challenge, for goodness sakes.
So what's this technician's name, Hal?
His name is Roger Cornelius Vanderbilt Esquire, MD.
A doctor? That's a useful skill
to
have.
He's a doctor. Esquire is his last name.
Okay. He's legally changed. MD is in his name. Amazing.
Yes.
I was about to say, is this just a side hustle as he like pays his way through medical school or something?
He's super privileged and studies sports science and medicine to become the ultimate technical wrestler. Mm. So he wears like triathlete gear to the ring that's like super high performance gear. His head is shaved because it's more aerodynamic. Mm. And he carries a clipboard that he uses to take notes during the match when things work or don't work so he can refine it. And will he use it as a weapon? Maybe. Depends on whether the ref's looking or not.
Oh.
He's a technician with an angry side who's just like, he uses it to cover up his sneakiness. I like it. Is there anything else we should know about Roger Cornelius Vanderbilt, MD? Did I miss anything with that name?
Yeah, he's circumcised.
We all know that definitely comes up, no pun intended, during wrestling. Just ask Randy Orton and Finn Balor. Anyway, Lindsay Kelk, please round us out with your wrestling archetype that you have chosen.
I do want to preface by saying this is the first time in my entire life that I have ever had to do this. So for anyone who has literally never done this, I am you, we are each other, everything's going to be great. I am the anti-hero, My wrestler is the anti-hero. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the anti-hero. You're a badass that everyone loves. Whether you're sticking it to the man or telling it like it is, the audience identifies with your rejection of conformity. Lindsay, please tell us about this anti-hero. What is their name?
Their name is Bob.
Bob.
Yep. It's short for Kate. That's their name. Bob.
Kate with a K.
Kate with a K. I mean, it's a traditional Kate, you know.
Okay.
That's why I didn't know. Bob for short.
But a new generation of Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is Bob, short for Kate? What are they like? Give me the vibes.
You'll be pleased to know that Bob hails from Doncaster, England.
Doncaster, mm-hmm. England. The full Donnie.
Yep. And that's what you'll find is if you get on the wrong side of Bob, who is a very fair person, but Bob will go full Donnie if pushed. Mm. So yeah. Bob is really just here doing Bob's job. Bob's doing the work. Bob is doing the best, doing their work. But if you piss Bob off or you take advantage of Bob or Bob feels like you're getting preferential treatment of any sort of kind, Bob is not afraid to go full Donnie on you.
Yes, an anti-hero. I'm getting the sense of justice when you describe that of them just like,
Bob thinks so. Mm-hmm. Bob, it's not, you know, it's all very subjective, isn't it? But Bob feels very strongly that Bob is correct. Yeah.
Yes. Sure. All right. I like that. Lindsay, one thing we did not get into yet is... what does your character look like? What does Bob look like, I should say?
Bob is very much, if you take a 1970s Debbie Harry and make her a wrestler, which actually what Debbie Harry looked like in the 70s. But that's Bob. Bob's just come from, you know, whatever Bob was doing. That's the thing. This is not Bob's whole night. Bob has a lot of plans.
So for the me's in the crowd who don't know who Debbie Harry is.
Bob's got a lot of bleach blonde hair, which, you know, probably hasn't had the roots done. I mean, I'm now just looking at myself, but Bob hasn't had the roots done in a little while. Bob will get to that when Bob gets onto it. Bob's probably wearing a pair of leather hot pants. Bob's got a jacket because it's cold out, you know, but not a big coat because Bob's from Doncaster. Mm-hmm. So she wouldn't wear a big coat. Some comfy boots that are comfortable for walking and wrestling and kicking ass. And probably some fishnets. Probably wearing some fishnets. An impractical tight for someone who comes from the north where it's cold. But that's what we do there. That's what Bob would do.
Julian, can I ask you a crazy question? Do you know who Debbie Harry is?
No.
It's been great, Julian, hosting tights and fights over the years. Goodbye, everybody. I'm going to walk into the sea.
Put
me on an ice floe.
That's sad. But it's sad for you, Julian. It's not sad for the rest of us. It's not sad for everyone who knows who the lead singer of Blondie is.
Hold on to that, Lindsay.
1970s Debbie Harry.
Hold on to that.
Max Fun listeners, you know what the stretch goal is. It's to make me find out who Debbie Harry is next year.
Genuinely am furious with you. And we'll be sending you a playlist immediately after we finish recording. Because it's more important than any of this, quite frankly.
I have heard of Blondie.
Blondie. How big of you?
Oh, you grow. You're a big man over there.
Tragic.
How much you benching now, buddy?
Debbie Harry could bench you, like, now, in her 70s.
She's
badass. Anyway, Bob is a bleach blonde, black eyeliner, fishnets, probably wearing a branded t-shirt, because, you know, she's got to make the money.
Yes, that's the Jimmy John's t-shirt. No,
yeah. Bob's wearing a Bob t-shirt, because Bob's got to pay the rent.
So we need to round out our cast. Game's best played with about four characters, but since I am creative, I will be. This is basically just going to be a non-player wrestler who's just kind of there to kind of fill things out. And I picked the jobber for obvious reasons, because I want you guys to have the time to shine, and I figured I'd give you guys like somebody really easy to both hate and who was basically there to make everybody else look good. So this person, his name is Sammy B. I was really trying to pick a final initial. It took me a second to settle on B. And the reason that I went with Sammy B is I wanted Sammy B to be somebody who's very, very try hard. They hail from a Southern California suburb, but they claim that they are from Los Angeles. You know, those people, I couldn't stand those people in high school. They wear like really bootleg, like high tops. They probably saw online because they couldn't afford the real thing. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they insisted that it was the real thing. And it's like, they had to front the whole time instead of just being who they were and just admitting that they were just got the things that they could afford. That's totally cool. Don't lie about it though.
Sammy, you piece of shit.
Yo, hey, I was a person who had to buy the Converse All-Stars, Top Stars, whatever they were called, Target, that weren't the actual Converse.
That's totally fine, but never lie about it. And never try to, like, act like you're about the life whenever you can't. So they are from, like I said...
Our jobber is a heel. Our jobber is a heel.
100%. People do not like this person. This person is the least liked person in this organization.
Julian, would you mind explaining to people what an NPC is and how that works?
Well, an NPC, this is, in this case, it's a non-player wrestler. Like I said, this is just somebody who is... there will be several of these, assuming that if we ever do more of them, there will be lots of people that populate this entire cast that I will probably take the role of at different points just because we need people to bounce off of.
That's also just how being a GM works.
Yeah, they are not, they will generally play into the narrative, but they are not the main characters. They are your background characters. There will only be one this time, and there will also be another one that I will get to in a second once we start. But now it is time for everybody to go around and pick... we're going to do what's called your heat questions. Your heat questions. This is, we're gonna go around twice. The heat is basic. This is the thing that all of you as players have the most control over. And it determines which one of your wrestlers you have heat with. And that'll kind of determine how your points get added. And it determines how much the audience gets into you when you start wrestling them. So who would like to go first with their questions? Because I have all three of your sheets in front of me.
Are we answering all of these questions?
No. We're just going to, you pick two. You're going to pick two. Great. So just pick one right now. And then you're going to pick another one afterwards. So
go for it, Danielle.
Danielle, you first.
Okay. Who did I debut with and leave behind? Man, I think it's gotta be Bob.
Think Bob? Is Bob?
Sorry, I think it's Bob. I apologize. Yo, I'm sorry. I love you.
Bob doesn't care. Bob loves no one.
So that's plus one heat with Bob. So make sure you mark that down. Lindsay, let's hear from Bob. What's your question you would like to ask the table?
Who do I think is a slave to management? I think is Bob's biggest concern. I think we know who it is, Mr. MD.
I think we feel like
somebody is trying to get somewhere by sucking up to authority. So that would be Bob's issue here. Bob's working really fucking hard and you're getting above Bob just by sucking up. So Bob doesn't like it.
So you say.
I mean, I just said it. Like Bob says it how it is. Bob tells the truth.
So RCV, so that's a plus one heat against Roger Cornelius Vanderbilt, MD.
Esquire Speaking is my of which, last name.
Esquire?
Esquire is my last name. I have four names.
That's okay. Such good goddamn.
let's hear
I'm
from
also
him.
Also the third. Okay. Who's jealous of my skills?
Everybody.
We do need a specific person, though.
Everybody. All of them, Julian. They're all jealous of me.
Okay.
But clearly, the worst offender of all is Bob, who wants to talk about someone being in the pocket of management when really they're just the inferior wrestler, and that is scientifically proven.
Bob loves to hear people talk shit. Bob loves it. Bob doesn't have friends. Bob
doesn't
need friends.
That's my catchphrase. Scientifically proven.
Yeah, Bob is not making friends right now.
Bob's not here to make friends. Bob would have done very well on America's Next Top Model. Bob is not here to make friends. That's what Bob knows.
That leaves us with Sammy B for his first question. Who can't remember who I am?
It's not fucking Bob. Bob's just
Roger. Yeah, Roger seems like he's got a lot going on for himself. Doesn't really care to. He's got enough trouble remembering his name, and he's incredibly privileged and does not care about anybody else. So yeah. Well, Pony Girl, what's your next question? Your final question that you'd like to ask around?
Well, they phrased it as who has taken it upon themselves to teach me a lesson in the ring. I'm gonna say, who decided to shoot on me and send me a receipt?
Bob. It's Bob. It's always fucking Bob.
Who gave me receipts?
Well, Bob, I'm not being funny, but you know, we came in together and then you thought you could do better without me and I had to teach you
Bob
a lesson.
Bob gave me receipts.
I'm afraid Bob had to mention that up.
Sheesh. That's amazing. Bob's still making all the friends everywhere.
Bob hates you the most because you don't know who Blondie are. So just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind.
Sammy B is just fronting the entire time. So he probably would have lied about knowing who it was and just kind of tried to carry on for as long as possible and tried to, you know, change the subject until they could get home and watch some and read a Wikipedia article or two and pretend they knew the whole time. That leaves Bob. We got another question for you before we go on to our last two.
Bob's next question is, who did I have to kick the shit out of to show how badass I am?
I mean, it's got to be Sammy B,
it
right?
It is Sammy B. It's Sammy. Bob loves to kick the shit out of people. That's Bob's thing. I feel like Bob's tangled with everybody on the roster, obviously. Mm. But you know who really had it fucking coming? It was Sammy. It was Sammy.
Yeah, he definitely did. Raj, what do we got?
Who's trying to learn by watching me in the ring? Sammy is. Sammy's my protege, and I'm going to prove to everybody you can take somebody from nothing and turn them into a star. Because that's what I am, and that's scientifically proven.
Sammy has like a really dope storyline. Yeah,
I kind of, can Sammy just be the champion and then we're done? Can we do that?
Sammy,
put the strap Sammy, on this kid.
Sammy,
strap Sammy to the rocket.
I have a sense that Sammy would have lied about how long he has been wrestling. He would have just said, "Oh yeah, I've been having matches for years, actually," and really he was just rolling around with his brothers and like backstage.
Better
in the pool.
On the mic than in the ring, old Sammy. I think that might be the case.
Mm-hmm. He's been faking his entire life. This is just another role for him to play. He's a chameleon wherever he goes. That is his Ooh. Trait. So that leaves one final question. Who was my tag team partner before they made it big?
For me, it's Bob.
Yeah, I feel like Bob. I was going to say Bob as well.
We've got like iconic vibes.
Bob wants no part of you, but I get it.
Bob had like, you know, it was fun. And then it was just like the whole, you know, Debbie Harry thing came up and then Sammy B was just in the gutter.
Bob wasn't having
there.
It, I'm afraid. Because, you know, mm-hmm. Bob isn't a face or a heel. Bob is an anti-hero. Bob will do what needs to be done. And Bob was interested to work with Sammy as an up and comer. And then Bob mm-hmm. saw that Sammy was a piece of shit. And that tag team separated, unfortunately, on less than amicable circumstances.
Well, that's a terrible shame, but I'm, you know, we're going to see what plays out now that we have all of our characters here and all these relationships have been relatively established, and we will continue to establish them as we keep going into this story. So what I'm going to do next is organize this into our first episode of this Wrestling Federation. For your guys with your stats, I would fill them out right there, and what you see, look, power, real, and work. There are pre-listed stats, but because it is the first day, you get to add one, depending on which what your characters do.
None of this makes any sense to me, so I'm just going to smile and nod and assume that you're doing this, Julian.
No. Well, look at where the stats thing is on your sheet.
I see that.
It's what all of your pre-listed stats are underneath that. You can choose to add one to any stat you want. So while you guys are doing that, I'm going to keep organizing the evening.
And in the meantime, Lindsay and I are back from the future to tell people all about the Max Fun Drive. And let's start by thanking some of our Max Fun members, including Carrie the Barbarian Librarian Lee,
Chris Companion Champagnon,
Matthew Birdsey is the Wordsy.
I want to sing the song. I really want to sing the song. I'm sorry, I won't, but I really want to. Just know that. The greatest entrance music of all time. I can't do it because if I start, it will never end. And people have been here all night already. Julian, kick, punch, slapron, capron.
All show and all go Joe.
The Kyle Driver, Kyle McCowan.
Thank you all so much. And hey, if you've gone to MaximumFun.org/join and contributed to Tights and Fights, your next task is to let us know about it on Twitter so we can get you your own wrestling nickname.
And guess what, guys? Over 100 people have already joined, boosted, or upgraded their MaxFun membership to Tights and Fights.
That means we can focus on our next goal. If 150 of you join or upgrade or boost by the end of the drive, we will watch a WWE film and record a commentary track of said film. Any of those terrible movies have the chance to be watched, but only if you go to MaximumFun.org/join now. That's the only way I will do this.
Plus, if we make it to the 200 member level, which I believe we can, yes. I believe many things, and this is one of them, we will watch an upcoming pay-per-view live on Zoom and invite you to hang out with us. Plus, you can even be part of the show by calling in and letting us know what you think in between matches. It'll be a lot of fun, but it only happens if you contribute $5 a month in the name of Tights and Fights at MaximumFun.org/join.
Now, we try to pay off your investment in the show by giving you more show, and that includes this year's bonus episode. We introduce Lil Janet Varney from the JV Club to the world world of wrestling and specifically the music of Cesaro. Lindsay, do you want to just talk briefly about your truth and experience around it?
My truth and experience of how much I love Little Janet Vardy and Cesaro?
Yes.
Is there a greater combination?
No.
Like cookies and cream? They go together perfectly. It was a real treat and a blessing. I was pleased to have benefited from experiencing it live. And sometimes when I'm feeling sad, I listen to it back because it was a joyous hour of my life. Cesaro is daddy. Cesaro is daddy. That is canon. Cesaro is daddy.
And if you have not yet joined, but you're thinking about it, you're on the fence, here's a tiny clip of this bonus episode just to whet your whistle.
What if it was Colt Cabana and Daddy Cesaro in a tag team together in the white satin sheets with the sexy music?
I'm great with it. I mean, I don't think Colt would be able to sustain a serious expression. I think it would turn into something very silly very quickly, but I'm also there for that.
What if it was sexy bunk beds with white satin sheets?
Sexy onesies. One of them tumbles out of his race car bed, scratches his butt, his little pajama bottoms snap open. You see his butt. It's real cute.
Yes. This is the storyline for those two guys. They're both
available. Yeah, I'm in.
I think that this is, you know, we have the dueling promos where you have Cesaro in the white satin sheets making his coffee, and then you have Colt in his race car bed making his milkshake.
It's so easy to picture. Also, that's so beautiful. Easy to picture.
And then I would watch that match all day long. All day long. Book it, brother.
Yeah. I do want that. Yeah.
And Janet, I when you said Colt would not be able to sustain, I thought we were going in a wildly different direction.
No, he'd be fine in that regard, I'm sure. Different.
All right, if you want to hear the rest, you have to go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a member at least the $5 level. Be sure you select Tights and Fights as one of the shows you directly want to support with your contribution. That's the only way that we get a piece of that, and that helps us make this show literally. In fact, you'll get tons of other Tights and Fights bonus episodes from over the years, including the pilot of Tap and Titles, and we all know what that led to. So now you can see what happens when you open the damn arc. The Lin-Manuel Miranda approved Hamilton recasting, Summer Slamilton. You'll get our sing-alongs and more.
Time to go back to our RPG adventure. My first RPG adventure, people. But now, while you're thinking about it, do it. Go now. MaximumFun.org/join.
Dice and Bytes Podcast. Dice and Bytes.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin, and I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Lindsay Kelk.
And
Julian Burrell, and it is time. Oh, let me get my microphone. That's definitely not a hairbrush. It is time to welcome everyone to the Maximum Fights Wrestling Federation. And in the ring tonight is none other than the commissioner of the MFWF. It's Jesse Spike with an exciting announcement. This crowd gives him a polite ovation. You can kind of see this is like a, you know, a sort of a middling, very much put together out of love. So the lighting doesn't quite work as well as it's supposed to, but it's, you know, it's you can feel the love. It's like being at a really, really well-executed school play or something. You can feel the passion being here. So it is a monumental night, says Jesse Spike, as he is in the middle of the ring here at the MFWF. We have four wrestlers making their debut from our developmental territory, the Bodcast Wrestling Academy. Three of these wrestlers are going to earn a contract based on how popular they are with you, our audience. And the fourth is going to be sent back to the BWA in all likelihood, never to be seen again. So there's a lot of stakes here as Bob and Sammy B and Pony Girl and Roger Cornelius Vanderbilt Esquire MD the third are all vying for a contract today. This is money on the line, people. This is your future. This is your careers. Mm-hmm. That sets up our first tag match of the evening, and I'm going to say that it is Bob and Raj versus Pony Girl and Sammy B. So we go backstage, and it is time for our heroes to cut their first televised promos for everyone in the audience. This is their first opportunity to really get over with the crowd and make an impact. So, who would like to go first? I'm sensing that Roger would immediately shove his way to the front and want to be the first person to cut his promo.
You know, the world is full of people looking for an opportunity. People who think they deserve what's going to be given to them. The truth is, things aren't earned and things aren't achieved. Things are born out of talent. born inside of you, deep within. And not only do I have the talent, but I have the knowledge to be number one. Not only should I get one contract, I should get all three. None of these other bozos deserve to be in this federation. I am this federation, and that is scientifically proven.
Roger, that was a promo that you have just cut, and it is time to roll our first dice. So let's have our first dice roll.
It's what am I rolling?
Two D6.
It's a six-sided, right?
I have to use my dice tower. This is the first time.
Wait, really? I know. This is your first time?
Using this dice tower,
yeah. Oh, okay.
I have a big wooden one, but this is a portable one that I bought. And then the pandemic happened. All right. I rolled a six combined.
A six. That didn't get over too much with the audience.
Fuck them.
Yes.
You know, Raj is, you know, still flipping off the audience, but there's no time for that because we have to go to Raj's tag team partner. It's Bob. Bob is going to grab the mic from Raj, and here's what Bob had to say.
I don't like Roger. I think that goes without saying. I'm not a fan of privilege. I'm not a fan of people who think they deserve things because they had it a little bit easier in life than other people. I don't care what else you say, Roger. That is true. And that's, I say that with respect, Roger. I only tell it like it is. But I really don't like those other two pieces of shit. So in the interest of getting this done and taking care of business, I say we can make things work for one evening. I say we can make it through. I'll kick the shit out of him later. But we're both reasonable people. So let's just get into the ring. Get this done so I can go home. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Bob. Bob has also cut a promo, so I think it is time for Bob to roll her first dice.
Is it just the one dice?
No, a 2d6.
So I just do it twice because I have an app.
You know, I don't want to break the mood, but can anybody hear my wife making breakfast?
No, but I would like
no.
to.
No,
she's pouring cereal in the bedroom. Come out here. It's okay. You're part of this now.
So I'm just going to roll my dice. Bob got 5.
These promos are not hitting home today. We're not getting there just yet.
Fuck it. Bob doesn't care. Bob's not here to entertain or please people. Bob's here to do Bob's job.
That seems about right. Well, that leaves Sammy B is going out there and we're going to get ready to have a good time. So let's hear from Pony Girl right now as she prepares to go to the ring.
Sammy, I don't have a problem with you. I will later, but I want to talk to Bob. I loved you. You broke my heart. I wanted to be... We were friends. We were best friends. You betrayed me.
I mean, that's very strong language, isn't it? It's a very strong language there, Pony Girl. But go nuts. Go nuts. Carry on.
You betrayed me. And you know what I'm going to do? When someone betrays my friendship, because that's the only thing that I love, I am going to submission you into the dirt. I am going to make you tap out to me because I love you, but you didn't love me the way I needed to be loved.
Oh. Sorry, was Pony Girl saying something? I was trying to get breakfast from Roger's wife. I missed that. I missed that completely.
That was a lot of passion, and yet...
No sell!
Bob is not feeling
Kelk, it. Kelk is like the master of no sell.
Full Donnie. Bob went full Donnie. That's all I'm
full
saying.
Donnie.
We do need to find out, however, how the audience was feeling. So why don't we got to roll 2d6. So let's find out how the audience reacted to that promo from Pony Girl.
First is 5. Oh. Second is 1. Ooh, I rolled a 6.
Ooh, we're still not quite getting over the hump.
Gosh,
the crowd is
started.
Dead. Needs to be a 7-9. Flush
out. Clearly the crowd.
Well, yeah, clearly the crowd. Also, sorry, Julian, could you please tell me what the dice roll limit is for people so we know?
You want to get a 7-9, ideally, or if you get a 10+, then you get even more then you get an additional bonus on top of it.
These people wouldn't know a good wrestler if one broke their arm, and one just might if they don't shut up, and that's scientifically proven.
We don't have to
this dead-ass crowd.
Come on, I want to hear from Sammy. I want to hear what that piece of crap's got to say.
Sammy says,
Guys, I'm feeling a lot of like resentment right here. All I ever tried to do was the right thing, and I just don't understand why everybody hates me. I never lied to anybody, and you guys have chosen not to believe things. It wasn't my fault.
Why am I having flashbacks to my last breakup? Why? What is happening with this, Sammy? Like,
it's like you guys didn't like. Come on, Debbie, whatever. What's her, like? Look, I'm a huge fan. I've read the Wikipedia articles, people. It's like just you didn't give me a chance to respond. You
can't
just
wear
the
T-shirt from Hot Topic and not know who the band are, Sammy. I'm afraid
that's
not okay.
I know who they are just fine. Just like I know what everything is just fine. It's not a big deal. Look, so I'm just here. I'm going to try and do my best in the MFWF to make these people love me, okay? And that's what we're here for. So that's like, let's see what the crowd feels about Sammy. Sammy also rolls a 6. This crowd is not feeling these
crowd's
people.
Dead. Roger's right.
That's right dead. On that threshold. However, let's go into this tag match. Are Bob and Raj coming out as a tag team?
Absolutely fucking not.
No way.
So who comes out first? I feel like Raj probably pushed his way out and kind of pushed Bob out of the way to go
Bob
out first.
Care.
So let's hear the entrance. What does Raj sound like there?
It sounds like a sort of 80s electronic, like a calculator running.
Is an episode of Stranger Things coming on, or is that Raj coming to the ring?
And then I walk out, look at everybody with disdain, and take notes on my entire way to the ring. Oof. And I also have a measure. I'm measuring the calipers. I'm measuring the stairs to make sure they're regulation, the turnbuckles.
Raj, I have to tell you, I didn't mark down is that one of the things you can do once per episode is you can get cheap heat. And it sounded like you were insulting this crowd and their home quite a bit. That's some pretty quality cheap heat. That gives you +1 momentum. And the way that momentum works are kind of like you're spending points within the match itself. You can use it to earn cool moves. It's not required for everything, but it is required to do some of the extra special things. So I'm going to say we all start out with +4 momentum. And now Raj is up at +5 momentum that he can use at any time.
What city are we in, by the way?
You know what? I'm going to say city of L.A. That's why Sammy B. felt like he had to front so much because he had to insist that he was actually from here.
We're in the city of L.A. That's where we are.
In the city.
Let me add something at the end of my promo. Much like the Lakers season, this crowd is dead on arrival, and that's scientifically proven.
The cheapy. But is he speaking trash or is he just speaking truth? We'll find out later. He's speaking truth. Anyway.
Yo,
you
are supposed to be neutral.
Let's hear Bob coming out to the ring. What do we hear?
Bob feels really comfortable in Bob's entrance because Bob does not give a fuck and Bob just wants to listen to what Bob wants to listen to. So Bob is coming out to Enchanted by Taylor Swift. Because it's Bob's favorite song. So suck it. Bob loves it. Bob feels really comfortable about that. Bob fully believes in embracing fully who you are. Bob's coming out to Enchanted.
Nice.
Everyone's having it. And we will fucking listen to the song all the way through, please. All the way through to the key change. We're going all the way. Bob loves that song.
Jesus, this is an Undertaker entrance. We're really going deep into these songs.
Bob just really likes it. Bob feels good about it. It's a good song. It's about connection. It's about meeting someone. It's about a special night. Bob fucking loves that song. And if you don't like it, that's your problem and not Bob's.
I love it. Here's Pony Girl coming out. What does Pony Girl sound like as she's coming out? What's her entrance look like?
Pony Girl is just doing Megan Thee Stallion WAP. I'm sorry. Pony Girl is coming out to WAP.
I really wanted her to come out to Pony, but I will also allow WAP.
Well, no, I mean, you're right. But it's also like...
Could we do a remix? Yeah, could we do a WAP Pony remix? Actually, literally, could anyone do that? Could someone in the real world do that?
You won't.
Anybody can. You can
do
it.
I could, but I'm not gonna.
Write it. Get on my mom. Oh, gosh.
It's right there. It's the lowest hanging of fruit.
Wrestling and Pony. As Pony Girl makes her way to the ring, that leaves our final entrance, Mr. Sammy B, who comes about, of course, to Gangsta's Paradise. and everybody's giving him the same look that you guys should, that you guys are giving them. The crowd is not feeling this, and they know he's a faker. But Sammy insists that it's all real. He has lived that life, and he's all about it. So please, just, it's all love, people. It's all love for Sammy B. That leaves our first match. And I think that those who are going to start out, it's going to be, let's have Raj, I think, would insist on starting this match against Pony Girl, as Bob and Sammy B are kind of like in their respective corners just waiting for their tags. You guys could actually roll to see who gets control of the match first. So let's like just roll 1d6 and whoever gets the highest number will get to start the match and have control of it.
Okay. I got a 3.
3.
I got a 4.
Ooh, Pony Girl is going to start things out. So Pony Girl, let's start this match. Where are we going?
I'm going to start this. I'm going to do some cheap heat. And then
what are we doing? How are you manipulating the audience?
I'm going to go in and I'm going to do, gosh, something underhanded.
Oh, you can do it. It doesn't have to necessarily be underhanded. It can also just be kind of like, it can be cheap praise.
So I'm going to cut a promo. Yo, I appreciate the work that you do. You're a fantastic promoter and a fantastic wrestler. But the thing about me is I'm better than you, and I'm sorry that you're not as good as me. And then I go forth and I do a low blow.
Ooh.
Fast arm.
Jeez.
Low.
Coming right
low.
Out the gate. The bell has not rung, so thankfully that is not an automatic disqualification.
Yeah, no, the bell hasn't rung. Like, low, blow.
The underhanded nature of this already. Because I feel like that's a pretty big move. Let's go ahead and roll for it and see what we can get.
Am I rolling to counter or no?
Not yet.
That's a 6. That is a 2. That is an 8, baby.
From 7 and up, that is a successful move. Hal, do you want to counter it? Do you want to just like keep going into the move from there? What do you want to do?
So while I'm bent over, I assume Pony Girl's going to come over to me. So I'm going to do a strike to the throat.
No.
And then poke her in the eyes.
You got to roll for that, motherfucker. Now, like, no.
Is work the modifier on this?
Yes. Work would be the modifier for it. Okay. So whatever you have plus there.
I have former amateur champion and technical expert, so I get a +1 to work. And I took a +1 to work.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
And I get all a +1 because I'm a technician, so I get a +3 to this roll.
Ooh, okay. What do we got?
That gives me a 10.
Well, that's a 10.
Gosh.
Hell, I'm also going to say that gives you +2 momentum because it's a double-digit number. So you get some extra spending things to do something cool in a bit. So let's add you to... that gives you a lot of momentum now. You're actually at +7.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have it. Yes.
What a move. So, wow, the crowd is going really crazy. And they're really loving all this. And also, Lindsay, you and I can provide this. It's like, oh my goodness! It's like it's an underhanded contest between the two of them as they continue to try and one-up each other by being bigger jerks in the ring.
Bob's fine with it. Bob says whatever you got to get it done, Rog. Bob might not even have to go to work. Bob's not in a rush to get in the ring. Bob says let's do the most efficient route to this. That's for Rog to be a piece of shit. Let's do it.
Classic Bob there.
Classic Bob. Vintage Bob. Yeah.
Anyway, so that leaves Pony Girl in a bit of a tight spot. Is Pony Girl going to go for the tag, or is she going to go for an attack now?
I'm going to do that rudo shit where I leave the match and say, like, fuck you, dude. I'm just walking away, and I flick up my middle finger.
Let's see how the crowd feels about that. That's a pretty big move. We got to roll 2d6 to see where we are with that.
Seven.
Nice. All right, it is successful, and out she goes.
So Pony Girl flicks her middle fingers up in the air, flicks it down, and then strides slowly out of the ring, rolls beneath the ropes, goes back, just flicking her middle fingers.
You know, I honestly was ready for like Sammy to be the most hated character. I feel like Sammy's becoming very sympathetic because everybody just kind of continues to turn their back on him. So that leaves, oh my goodness, Pony Girl has left her partner in the middle of the ring. Sammy is sat there, kind of bug-eyed, not really sure what to do about this. And he is immediately just going to tentatively get his way into the ring because he's figuring there's nothing to do now. He shakes his head at Raj and he points at Bob. It seems as though he is signaling to the crowd that he wants to fight Bob, not Raj. I think he senses a little bit of danger in Raj's eyes.
All right, I'm going to hold up a finger and grab my clipboard to write notes in it. And then I'm going to smack Bob in the head with the clipboard.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what the fuck did Bob do?
Bob
was just checking his phone to see.
You're jealous of me. You're all jealous of me.
Bob was just checking their phone to see what food delivery was available for after the match. And, like, are you shitting me? Now you're just hitting Bob with a clipboard? Fuck you. Now Bob's going to have to kick everybody's ass. Jesus.
Shall I roll?
I'm going to tag myself in and kill you.
Think you shall. Let's see what happens now.
Ten.
Unmodified. Yeah, that's...
Fuck you. So,
he's a double digit.
You want a heel? I'll show you a heel.
God damn it.
Well, I think you'll find as Bob was struck with the clipboard, Bob grabbed the wrist. And Bob has got hold of Rog at this point. Bob did take a hit. A headshot, Rog, you asshole.
Right.
Who has throughout his career campaigned against headshots, what with his medical background, but did take just apply a headshot to Bob. But Bob caught the wrist, and now Bob's going to kick everybody's ass. Now Bob is the legal man, and Bob is forced to murder everyone in the ring, which is Rog and Sammy. So Sammy will wait.
Sammy has sat there saying, "What did I do? What did I do?
Literally nothing. Your whole career," says Bob.
Make her roll for it.
So Bob is going to have to, I'm afraid, deal with this.
You got to roll. You got to roll against the 10.
I love this. I love this. Make her roll
for
it.
Bob is rolling. Bob got a 6.
And
okay, yes! One more. Roll again.
Come on, roll higher.
Come on, Bob. Bob got a fucking 2. Bob got an 8.
Oh, that's 8. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Just not a 10.
Now, the other thing, Lindsay, if you want, what are you at, an 8?
Yes.
You have +4 momentum. If you'd like, you can spend some of that momentum on ahead and roll
spend it.
To roll.
Fuck it. And do it.
There it is.
I don't know what I'm doing, so
let's do it. Yo, no. That's a fucking 11. I'm sorry. I'm doing that. A thing where you like do a gesture where you are.
We're making it rain. We're making it rain. Pony girl's making it rain.
So that leaves a lot of interest. That leaves something big there because now, as Bob stands tall and the crowd is actually, we're looking to the crowd to see, and I'm going to roll for the audience here to see how things are going. So we've got a 7, Lindsay, and that actually does give you +1 with the audience because it is above a 6. You're doing great. You got +1 with the
you
audience.
You are murdering this.
What a day.
You're kind of killing
Bob's
it.
Bob's making it up as Bob goes along. Bob is fine.
Now as Sammy B and Rog are both laid out in the ring. I mean, if Sammy B, I think, is going to try and go for a little bit of a pin here because he's figuring, well, why not? I mean, I'm semi-conscious, so I think Sammy B will roll for that. And what does Sammy
but
B
is
get?
Bob not the legal man?
Oh, that's true. But
Bob is the legal man. Unless Rog got a tag in while Bob was beating the shit out of him. I mean, it's so hard to say.
I think that things have gone into such chaos that we're in New Japan rules where it's just like
it's
the referee's deciding when
that the ref has lost control of this match.
Yes. So that leaves Sammy B rolls for a 7 and he will go for the pin. Let's see if it's successful now.
Do I have to roll against that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a 5, but I'll use 3 of my momentum points.
Ooh, that leaves an 8. It was not successful. A dramatic kick out at the last minute. And you know what? I think, Rog, we've got to find a way to wrap this up. Why don't you go for your finisher?
I'm gonna put both of them in a modified chokehold.
Bob's not even in the ring.
Bob's gone. So it's just Sammy.
Gone? Oh yeah, I'm gonna put
Bob
him in.
Bob went to
I'm
pick up
in,
Bob's fucking pizza because Bob's had enough of this.
I'm going to put the clipboard under his throat and put him in a chokehold.
Oof. Is it successful, though? Let's see the roll.
That's a 9, and I'll spend the rest of my points.
No, fucking fuck you.
Oof, that is deadly. And not just that, he has also gained +1 with the audience. That is a double-digit roll. So that is... Ooh, Sammy B is laid up in the ring. The bell is ringing. Ding, ding, ding. The winners, somehow, some way, are Bob, who has made his way to the back, and Rog... Sammy B laid out, broken, beaten, scarred, sad, and he is just wondering what the future holds for him. He has by far the lowest audience score of anyone else in the group so far, but there's no time to dwell on that. We are going to cut backstage where our story continues. We are going to cut backstage where our story continues and our heroes have gathered. And Jesse Spike is furious at how that match just went down, but he knows how to settle this. Sammy B gets a chance to go one-on-one against his old partner, Bob, with Roger in Sammy's corner, insisting that he knows how to get Sammy B to victory this time.
Pony Girl is a little bit upset, feeling like she's not going to be able to get to be in the ring, and that means that she won't get a chance to show her stuff to the audience. And he says, all right, fine. Pony Girl, you are officially the special guest referee of our main event, and that match is next. Sammy is nervous at having to face his former partner, but Roger gives his protege some words of encouragement despite the beatdown.
I know you're a stupid loser, you know you're a stupid loser, but you have the one man who was the last man standing in your corner, and that counts for something. I am the paragon of excellence, and I am going to lead this entire promotion to the promised land, and that is scientifically proven. Let's go, you scrub.
Raj, that's all great and everything, but didn't you just beat me up in the middle of the ring? Why should I trust you at all?
I left you lying in the corner of the ring to teach you a lesson, and it looks like you learned it, and that's that you gotta get a backbone and go in there and get your work done. Now, I'll tell you what, if you want to catch another beating, I'll give it to you right here and take your place. But I think you have the opportunity to be something if you finally listen to me. Nobody ever listens to me!
No, sir. Yes, sir. Listening now. Meanwhile, Bob is telling Pony Girl that despite their past and their convoluted history, she needs to call this right down the middle. Her career is way too important to be lost on some petty squabble.
Bob's getting it from all angles, basically. Bob cannot win, is how Bob feels. And the thing is, Pony Girl, obviously, we've had our history, we've had our past, things have happened, but I really need to wrap this up because I have to go and protest at the Supreme Court. So what I was hoping was that we could just do this nice and clean. I'm going to go kick this guy's ass. And then if you want to catch a ride with me, it's entirely up to you.
Pony Girl, your response.
I would love nothing more than to beat the ass of every single dude in here. But also, man, I want to beat the shit out of some cops. and some anti-choice protesters. So I agree with you, Bob. I think that we're going to get in this ring, we're going to murder all of these people, and then we're going to go out and take our fists of fury and use them for change.
That's all we can ask for.
All of our heroes agree that this is their last opportunity to steal the show and get over with the audience and get that all too elusive main roster contract. But we won't find out how successful they are until we get to the main event.
But first, let's talk more about the Max Fun Drive. Yes, are we from the future? Are we going back to the future? It doesn't even matter. It's your kids! Something's gotta be done about your kids! In fact, we can just put a pause on the shilling for a second. We know right now is a really scary time. And sometimes it can feel like this silly wrestling comedy podcast is the smallest thing in the world. But for the past 2 weeks, you guys have been so kind about letting us know your appreciation and that this show and community matters to you.
We've gotten tons of comments from people saying that we've helped them get through so many difficult times over the years, from job losses, moving, the pandemic. And we take the responsibility of being content creators seriously, and we never want to let you down.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the kind words. And if we can pay you back with a funny hour of comedy, we're all too happy to help. Like we said, times are not great across the board, so one of the things Max Fun has done is allow you to gift a membership to someone else.
You just go to MaximumFun.org/join and select the gift tab, and you can send a membership either to someone you know or to an anonymous Max Funster. Anything we can do to help each other out is always great, including how you guys have helped us out over the years.
So if you'd like a direct hand in helping this show continue, it would mean the world to us and to this entire community. Just head to MaximumFun.org/join.
Tides and Bytes Podcast. Tides and Bytes.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin, and I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Lindsay Kelk
and Julian Burrell. Now we cut to the ring. Bob and Sammy are already in opposite corners getting themselves ready. Pony Girl is in the middle of the ring in a referee striped version of her usual onesie, along with her weave and her hair, also with the referee zebra stripes spray painted across of them, because she takes this job very seriously. Raj is outside scribbling away on his clipboard, waiting for things to get started. Pony Girl calls for the bell, and the match begins. Bob and Sammy immediately lock up, but Bob overpowers Sammy and shoves him into the corner. Sammy's broke boy sneakers have gone flying, And that just sets Bob off immediately. It reminds her of every single lie this piece of shit has ever said to her. She is not happy with this at all, and she is done playing around and wants to settle this quickly. She's going to punish Sammy for everything he's ever done, but what flurry of moves does Bob use?
I mean, first we're going out with a nice, sweet chop. Because Bob's had enough of being gaslit. Bob doesn't care for it.
Radiates throughout the arena.
Bob is tired of Sammy and his nonsense, so it's a good, solid chest chop. We're leaving a big old red mark right where it belongs. Yeah, gotta do it.
What else are we doing? We're still going. He's scrambling. Sammy's scrambling on the floor.
His ass. He's gonna scramble. Well, he's trying to get up, but he's been chopped to death. Because I'm just warming up for what we're doing after this. So obviously, gotta keep those hands warm. I think we'll probably just go straight in to one of our favorite wrestlers, Bob. Bob has always enjoyed Nikki Bella. So he's going with a quick forearm, and then we're going for a rack attack. Because we also have no care for our knees or our neck. So it's a rack attack from Bob.
Big moves off the start. Lindsay, why don't we roll and see how effective those were?
Quick, quick, chop, chop, Julian. There's no time for this. Time is of the essence. We're rolling. We have rolled a one. Okay, it's just not an auspicious one more start. And we're rolling again. We got a six.
Hey,
so
okay, we're successful. What a roll. Holy smokes. What a clutch move. That also gives Bob plus one momentum, and that puts you at two so far. You can keep that in mind as we continue for this if you want to spend it on something or if a roll does not go your way.
I love that you're acting as though I know what any of this means.
I will. I'll keep you going as we go.
That's how it works.
Yes, Julian. Yes.
We're a yes and kind of group.
Bob goes for a pin, and Pony Girl counts.
Wait, I want to distract the ref. I'm yelling at the ref. I'm coming in like I'm going to get into the ring.
Pony Girl, your response to Raj trying to get in the ring right now.
I see him coming into the ring. I turn around. I flip the middle finger, and I will roll to determine whether or not that pause is enough for me to be distracted or if I can still be in the game.
Why don't you guys roll against each other? Rod, you're rolling for the right to disrupt the match. Pony Girl is rolling for the ability to maintain control over things.
It's D6s all around.
Yes.
Balls.
What do we get?
Two.
Two.
I have a four.
Gosh darn it.
A four.
Suck. We're so bad at rolling.
Yep. You have to like praise the dice so they don't like you. Okay, well, so I am so distracted by all of the nonsense that's happening. Would you mind telling me how you distract me?
Sure. I've got my clipboard and I'm coming in like I'm going to use it with a weapon, as a weapon.
And I'm like, no, no, no. We hate reading and writing. And handwriting, it sounds garbage. No, 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 no. I'm very upset by clipboards. Oh, and then how I get distracted is I grab the clipboard and start reading from it.
Okay. I had something I wanted to do while she was doing that, but...
Yes, by all means.
Yeah. I'm going to take the pair of brass knuckles I had in my trunks and pop Bob on the head. And try to flip them over and switch their positions.
Oh my goodness, that is a harsh move. You got to roll for it. And you do have some, you do have a lot of momentum too.
Yeah, I still have four momentum points.
Yes.
I rolled a six. I'm going to spend all four of my momentum points and raise that up to a 10.
Bob is screwed.
End it up at a 10 and also get him over with the audience. The audience is booing the shit out of this move. Bob is stunned. She is on her back. And then Sammy figures he's just going to go for the pin. It's time to go for the pin. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Immediately goes for the pin, but Pony Girl, still distracted reading the clipboard, will not look away.
Oh, so I guess he's saying that Bob is like, I don't like your eyebrows. I have a problem with what the makeup team did. The glam
Pony Girl, Pony Girl, I need a count. I need a count, Pony
Girl.
I'm
sorry. I'm still like apparently like, oh gosh, the his clipboard.
The crowd is saying one, two,
his
three,
clipboard is
four,
like, oh,
five,
like, is
six.
Someone, did she get LASIK done?
Seven.
Like, what is happening?
Bob is kicked out at this point, and Sammy B is incensed. He doesn't know what's going on. This isn't fair, but Bob, equally incensed. This is not fair either. to either of them, and they're beginning to figure out what they can do to get the upper hand here. Bob has decided that she's going to take control of the situation. Bob, what would you like to do? You need to win. We need a win today.
I mean, this is why we fell out in the first place. Like, she's forever reading. Just don't take her to the Cheesecake Factory. You will never order. This is what happened all along. But you don't need to read every page. You don't need to read every page, Pony Girl. Just get to the end. Check it. Read the beginning, read the end. That's all you need to know. You know what you want to eat. You already knew before you went in. Anyway, Bob really would like to wrap this up. And Sammy, you're just a dick. And your man, he's a dick. But it's not my first pair of brass knuckles, is it? Let's be honest. Where I'm from, we brass knuckle ourselves to sleep at night. It is a treat for us. So I have absolutely no interest in this. I've forgotten his name because I've lost my piece of paper.
Rog.
Rog gets a stiff forearm off the apron, on his ass outside. And Sammy, ooh, I'm really, 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 really sorry, but you are getting a treacherous takedown, which is obviously named after Taylor Swift.
I was about to say, is that your finisher?
It's my finisher, and it is a V-trigger-esque move inspired by the magnificent song Treacherous, which I'd like us all to listen to after
this. Oh, what a maneuver. Sammy B is just dazed. He stays up for just a moment, a brief moment, and then is immediately on his back and staring up at the lights. Bob goes for the pin. Let's roll for it.
Yeah, make Bob roll. Bob doesn't like rolling. Bob got a 5. Bob likes it more. Mm-hmm. and a 2.
That is very successful. And as Pony Girl finally puts down the clipboard and realizes, oh, hey, look, the match is still going.
Pony Girl.
Rolls over reluctantly and counts 1, 2, 3. This match is over. Taylor Swift blows loud and proud throughout the arena.
The crowd goes wild because they suddenly realize that it's beautiful music crafted by an artist bearing her soul to us.
Bob and Pony Girl are continuing to argue. Despite the win, they do not seem to be on the same page at all. Their history is continuing to get in the way of this.
This is why we can't win as a party, people. We cannot figure things out and come together.
This is what we learned since you've lived in America.
Sammy B is barely coming to. He's distraught at having lost out on his dream. Rog has rolled into the ring as he's barely shaking off the attack that he received from Bob. And he goes in to give his protege a hand. Sammy rises to his feet, and despite his shortcomings over the course of the night, the crowd seems to be giving him a smattering of applause that's slowly beginning to build. Is this the beginning of his curtain call? Rog steps back, lets Sammy have the applause for just a moment, and he smacks him in the back of the head with another clipboard that he kept underneath the ring for just such an occasion.
That's right.
As the boos rain down, he cuts a promo as Bob and Pony Girl stop arguing to take a listen.
I told you time and time again, I'm the last man standing. Like I was in the opening match, like I am now, like I will be until the end of time. Every note, every data point, taken down meticulously. I'm the smartest, I'm the strongest, and I'm the best. And that is scientifically proven.
So, Bob and Pony Girl turn to him, and even though we have had our differences, we clasp hands. And we fucking just clothesline the dick off of his dick.
My dick!
Should I roll?
You needed that.
No, I think we're okay.
Should my penis roll?
Only if you can roll with your penis. That's the
you
only
literally
way
have to. Don't show us. But
if I could, I would have an OnlyFans. But unfortunately, I can't.
$10,000 a month, Al. Don't knock it.
RollyFans.
I'd be in the top 1%.
Huh? RollyFans? No, don't.
I would like it entered into record that Bob was going to invite Rog to come protest with us since he's such a fan of science. But it's not meant to be.
Out comes a furious Jesse Spike. He is more angry than ever that they have ruined this evening. And the three of our stars of the show, Bob, Pony Girl, Roger Cornelius Vanderbilt, MD III, look at each other. Esquire. They are finally headed to the Esquire. Roger Cornelius Vanderbilt, Esquire, the third MD, look at each other. Rog is kind of just, you know, staring up and like kind of just sitting up as he's, you know, feeling the pain, but also kind of staring at his fellow call-ups. Management is absolutely furious at how this match went down. This was not what they intended at all, but they cannot deny that the crowd is eating it up. They love our heroes. and he has no choice but to offer the three of them a contract. But seeing that look in management's eyes makes our heroes understand that while their wrestling journeys have only just begun, so too have their problems. And scene, that is our show for the evening, everybody.
We did it.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Bob's pretty sure Bob's not coming back. So like, you Bob's say they feel like their problems have just begun, but yeah, Bob's real busy. Bob's pretty booked.
I can't wait till next year when we make you do this again.
Bob's going to join AEW so they can spend some time in Cage.
Next year, next week, what's the difference, really? Oh, yeah, what'd you guys think? Lindsay, your first RPG adventure, what'd you think? You have fun?
Yes, it was. it's fun. It's hard. I have to think all the time, and I quite often like not thinking, but you make me do thinking. It was a lot of pressure. I've literally never done this or like improv or anything. I am not a professional talker. I'm a professional writer. So it was an interesting learning experience. I look forward to being forced to do it again.
Al, Danielle, anything to add?
I like the way the game plays. I actually do. Like the point system, it makes sense once you get into it. And I think if you are a wrestling fan, again, not being paid, if you are a wrestling fan and you also enjoy RPGs, I think this is a fun one to check out. And it seems like pretty simple, but you can also, like, we went far afield of the rules, but I was reading through it and looking at it like, wait, but I'm former amateur champion. So I get one plus to real and I get it scratched a lot of itches, and that was really cool. I would definitely play this again, even outside of a recorded, structured situation.
Well, and like for me, I obviously we're like a bunch of folks who are into TTPRPGs. So I had a really, really fun time, and I'm grateful that we got to fully indulge in, I think, the nerdiest way you can appreciate wrestling that isn't having
wrestling
that isn't wrestling or having one of those message board leagues, which I was a part of and will never talk about on message boards.
Did you hang out with Tony Khan at the time?
I will not talk about that.
Gosh, I was doing that like 2001. Oh my goodness.
Of course well. I did. Get out all of your give me the pencil feels without being,
without being a billionaire and having a bunch of people you can buy and play out your favorite things.
Jesus,
for you.
Anyway. Y'all, give me $1 million. I swear to Bob.
Well, that was a lot of fun as well, guys. Thank you so much.
And that does it for this week on Tights and Fights. This week, your hosts were Lindsay Kelk and Danielle Radford, along with me, Hal Lublin. Our producer and creative DM is from Parts Pun Known, Julian Burrell. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle's the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Thank you so much to the Max Fun members who make this show possible. One last time, MaximumFun.org/join is where you go to keep this show going and earn great gifts in the process.
Think of it this way. If you are saving a little bit of money by not commuting right now or because you are on the $4.99 Peacock instead of the $9.99 WWE Network, what's that?
$9.99.
We're cheap at half the price. Maybe you just decided to cancel a bunch of your streaming services because you're tired of using a bajillion apps and because many of them are terrible. So why not put that money towards a Max Fun membership?
The difference between all that stuff and us is that you're supporting this show and network directly. It's not going to line the pockets of a billionaire who might decide to cancel your show.
Ah, billionaires. Just so dependable. So become a member, earn gifts like our special Cookie Sean patch. Just genuinely a beautiful thing. Just art, actual art, our bonus episodes, and so much more.
We'll be back next week for even more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Ties and Bites Podcast. Ties and Bites.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.